Good morning, Grandma. Oh my goodness, you really went all out for breakfast. Oh, even with only one arm, you're such a powerhouse. You're supposed to be taking it easy. Eggs, bacon, pancakes, English muffins, and toast? How on earth am I supposed to eat all of this? I'm gonna need all my strength today, huh? What for? Do you need some help around the house? I'm here for whatever you need. Not in the house. Okay. Well, what is it then? I'm ready for anything, okay? The date? Well, it's... Oh, no. No, you are not sending me out there among the wolves. Grandma! But that's always been your area. I'm really not good at decorating. I'm just gonna mess it all up. Isn't one of the ladies from your knitting circle able to help out? I'm just not cut out to be in charge of something like that. I mean, if you want me to, like, just put things on the tree, I can, but designing it? Putting together all the ornaments and tinsel and lights and everything? I don't know how to do all that. And that tree... Well, it's right in the middle of Pine Tree Hollow. It's right in the window of the town hall. Everybody passes it every day on their way to market. Oh, everybody's gonna see it if I mess things up. Okay, I'll take a deep breath. Okay. Okay. If that's really what you need help with, I'll do it. But please, if it turns out badly, don't blame me if I just wear a paper bag over my head for the rest of the season. You know how seriously everyone in town takes that tree. But if you have faith in me, I'll try to have some faith in myself. But I really can't possibly do the whole thing myself. That thing is over 12 feet tall. Is Georgina able to come and help me? Or the knitting circle ladies? Oh! Calic, huh? No, it's fine. I'll be all right. We've known each other forever. One little kiss isn't gonna change years of friendship. Oh, hush you! Stop laughing at me! Oh, you're always up to something. Hey! Wow, that's a lot of boxes. I don't even remember what we have. This has always been Grandma's job. Well, not always, but it doesn't matter. Let's check and see what we've got in the old decorating arsenal, huh? Tinsel, silver. Tinsel, gold. Tinsel, purple. Tinsel, blue. Oh my goodness. You must have a box of every color under the rainbow. So many choices. What's the difference between tinsel and garlands? (Laughs) Yeah, I don't know either. Gosh, I don't even know where to start. How do you decorate your tree at home? You don't, huh? What, do you just buy the pre-decorated ones? Oh, you're no help! Okay, let me think. I haven't really been out here since Grandma's been in charge, but before that... Oh, no, I'm okay. It's just... It's kind of a bittersweet memory. Well, what I was gonna say was... Before my grandmother was the one in charge of the town tree, it was always my mom's job. Thank you. I'm okay. I miss her a lot sometimes. And coming back here, it brings back so many memories. It's kinda why I don't visit that often. There's so much here that reminds me of her. Oh. Oh. Thank you. I appreciate the hug. She was a wonderful person. She really shone a light on everyone she met. But, enough of that. We've got to get something on this tree pronto, or we're going to be here all day. And you have orders to make at the bakery today, so let's get you to work. Okay, so Mom always started with the lights, so let's start there too. Now, where are those boxes? Aha! Here we go. Cool white, warm white. What's the difference? Here. Let's plug them into the testing strip and find out. Oh, those really are different. Oh my gosh, there's lots of colorful ones too. I'm gonna stay away from those. Too many choices. Warm white it is, for now. Oof. Here, I can climb up the ladder if you hold it for me. See? We're a good team, Calic. Okay, lights, then the tree topper, and then the ornaments. That's the order. It's all coming back to me. All right. So we've got a lot of work to do, but you and I can do it. High five. You're kind of holding my hand. Thanks. Okay, let's get right to it. There's this tree I saw in a shop in New York. I bet I can make this one look just like it. I'm just gonna need about 10, maybe 20 boxes of those little ornaments. Look at it. Calic, it's a complete disaster. What was I thinking? None of this stuff looks right together. All of the colors are clashing and the ornaments are all over the place. What is happening on this tree? Oh, it looks so sad. Oh my gosh. Grandma is gonna tease me so much for this. Oh, there's no way I can show my face in town if this is the way the tree looks after I'm done with it. Oh! Oh, we're supposed to open the town hall curtains in like an hour. What are we gonna do? You have an idea. What is it? The first tree? Oh, and the first one that we ever had here in the town hall? Gosh, that must have been like 50 years ago. Do we even know what it looks like? You brought a picture from the library just in case. Oh, you little rascal. You let me go through all the effort of decorating this silly thing and you had a plan all along? You wanted to see how it would turn out. Ah! All right. Whatever. Okay, I'll do anything to keep this eyesore of a tree from seeing the light of day. What do we do? Let's see. Okay, that's probably gold tinsel. White lights. Red and white ornaments. Oh, that's so simple. Huh. Do you think people really like it? Okay, I trust you. Let's do it. Okay, first, let's get all this extra junk off the tree. Starting with that star on top. It's way too big. It's practically falling over. The one in New York was a little sturdier than this one. No, I've got it. No need to hold the ladder. You just start picking ornaments off and putting them back unless they're red or white. No, I'm fine, really. Stop being such a worrier. Okay. Come here, Star. You're coming down with me. I can almost reach it. Oh, how did I get it on there the first time? Oh! 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 Oh no! Calic! Oh! 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 Oh my gosh! I can't believe you got to me in time. I think you saved my life. Thank you. I'm so sorry. You were completely right. I never should have gone up there without any help. I'm so glad you were here with me. That would have been... Oh my god, that would have been a really nasty fall. I guess I wouldn't be much help to Grandma if I hurt myself out here. Yeah, I'm okay. Just a little shaken. Can you hold on to the ladder for me while I pull the tinsel off? No? You're gonna go up the ladder? I guess I'm not gonna argue with you there. I'm still pretty shaken up. Yeah, I'll hold on to it for you. Really tight. That thing isn't going anywhere. Oh. Oh, my stars. Thank you, Calic. You're amazing. Oh, it's gorgeous. Oh, who knew something so simple could be so beautiful? Okay. Are you ready? Let's open the curtain so that everyone can see. Here. You go on one side, and I'll go on the other, and then we can pull on the ropes at the same time. Okay. All right. You ready? One. Two. Three. Pull! Oh my goodness. Look. There's a bunch of people gathered outside just to see the tree. Oh, they look so happy. Oh, Calic, I think we did it. You did it. This was such a good idea. You're a genius. Come here. We could have never done it without you. Thank you. Let's just admire our work for a second. You have a question for me? Sure. What is it? What time is? Oh, it's hold on. It's about 2:30. Why? What? Why didn't you tell me you had 20 orders of cookies due at 5 o'clock? I never would have taken this long if I'd known. Okay. All right. I'm putting my sweater on because I'm coming to help you, silly. Yes, I know I'm a terrible baker. I have not forgotten that one summer. But I can wrap the orders up and deliver them for you. That way, you can just focus on baking without having to stop and run things all over town. Dasher and Dancer and I will have those cookies to everyone in no time flat. I'll go grab the carriage right now. Let's go! I'm gonna go lie on the floor next to the fireplace, too. You've definitely got the right idea. So many cookies. Yeah, just dropped the last of them off at Mrs. Schaefer's house. She says thank you, by the way. And that she'll pay you next week. Oh, a lot of people said they'd pay you next week. I don't know how you keep this place open with the amount of credit you give people. Yeah, I suppose everyone in Pine Tree Hollow does help each other out. It's kind of nice. I miss that. In New York? You can forget it. Sure, there's lots of nice people, and strangers try to look out for each other if there's any danger or anything, but when it comes to stuff like this, no way. Do favors for other people at your own risk. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and you're what they'd call, No, forget it. It wasn't very nice. Well, out in New York, I guess they'd call you a sucker. Just giving stuff away for free, trusting people to pay you back when they can. I mean, it's nice and all, but it's no way to run a business, don't you think? Sorry. That sounded really mean, didn't it? I did try to warn you. What do you mean you're okay if people think you're a sucker? So, as long as you're helping people, you don't care what anyone thinks of you? That's impossible. Everyone cares what other people think of them. It's like the whole experience of being human. Oh. So I guess the opinion of the people you're helping is the only opinion that matters to you. Huh. I guess that makes sense. In a weird way. That's pretty noble. You know, you sound a lot like her when you say stuff like that. My mom, she was always saying things like that. We gotta stick together. We gotta show people they're not alone. She used to say that's what this season is all about. Not the presents, or the decorations, or the food, or any of that. That it was just about being together. Being there for one another. Sharing what we have. No matter how little that was some years. I miss her. But I'm glad there are people like you still doing what she was talking about. Being good people. You're a good person, Cowlick. I really admire that about you. As much as I hate to admit it doing the work that I do, it takes guts to have a soft heart in a world like this. To care about people. Mrs. Schaefer? She told me what you've been doing for her and her kids, by the way. Giving them free food every week. Helping them with their bills. All the while you're helping my grandma and Georgina out for free almost every day. Cowlick, you're amazing. I can't believe my childhood friend grew up to be such an incredible human being. Well, actually, I can. You've always had a really big heart. Maybe too big, with the way that you're looking at me right now. Because I can see that look in your eyes, and I feel the same way. But I'm going back home in a couple of weeks. Back to New York. I've got a promotion waiting for me there. My apartment, my clients, all of that. and I may not have much time for friends or love, but it's everything I've ever worked for, and I won't be back for a long time. It's not worth getting mixed up with someone like me. Trust me. Getting awfully close there. What is there something on my face? No, I'm not mad. But I want you to kiss me again. As much fun as it is kissing you with my neck bent at this weird angle, I think I want you closer. Like, on top of me? Is that okay? Much better. I know we shouldn't. Sorry. My hips are kind of grinding up into you. But then you're kind of grinding against me too. Feels good. I want you to kiss my neck. My ear. And down. Okay, if I put my hand under your shirt, I need to scratch your back just a little bit. I don't know why. I don't want you to stop. Yeah, you can put your hands under my shirt. Your hands are so warm. I I guess you were lying next to the fire for a while before I came in. Push my bra up so you can feel them fire. Sorry, let me see where it is. Hello? Grandma? Yes. Sorry. I got caught up helping out with deliveries down at the bakery. Yeah, I'll be home for dinner soon. I'll extend the invitation. Grandma wants me to invite you over for dinner. Okay. Yes, we'll be right there. No. I mean, yes, we're together. In the same place, that is. Anyways, stop giggling at me. We'll see you soon. Ugh, bye, Grandma. Love you. I guess we should probably clean ourselves up. Oh, my goodness. Probably literally, too. We're both covered in flour. Oh, my gosh. We're definitely gonna get found out if we don't change. Do you still have any of your sister's old sweaters? Can I borrow one? Okay, thanks. All right. Well, let's head over there before those two start gossiping, or we're never gonna hear the end of it.